call this meeting to order of the Department of Diversity and Inclusion on Friday, April 1st at 2 p.m. in the Joe Crowley in room 423. So with that, we can go ahead and move into roll call whenever you are ready.
Director Britt.
Present.
Commissioner Flores.
Present.
Commissioner Hawkins.
Present.
Commissioner Harris.
Present.
Assistant Director Ladd.
Absence of excuse.
Okay, so with that, we'll go ahead and move into public comment. Does anybody have anything for public comment today? Awesome. So then for minutes, agenda item 4, the department will consider the approval of minutes from February 25th, March 4th, and March 25th, 2022. Upon the conclusion of the discussion, the department may choose to approve the minutes. So with that, I am seeking a motion to approve the following meeting minutes through unanimous consent.
So moved.
I second it.
Okay, perfect. Is there any... Okay, perfect. So with that, the motion is passed. With that, we'll go ahead and move into agenda item 5, old business. We have for the Culture Fest stuff in here. So first thing is task update. So I just wanted to kind of go use this time to go through you all and just kind of hear how everything's been going, what else is left to do this upcoming week, just with the fest on Friday and stuff like that. So whichever one of you wants to start, or we can just go down the line, that might be easier.
Okay, yeah. I've continued to reach out to people, all orgs and clubs. I have gotten some responses. I followed up with some people and then got responses. But so far, there's not too many people who have reached back, so I'm going to continue to email them. And if I can, I'll find if I can find them in person. But yeah.
Me, Peerless, and Maya worked on like the food budget for the Culture Fest. We decided to not go with these options because they couldn't do like vegan, gluten-free, and the other ones, but I called like M&M's and the Carolina barbecue place, but that didn't end up working out. But we like have a budget as well.
Yeah, I made a budget, but I noticed that there's already one, so I don't know if we really need it. This one's a little bit less than what's on here, but I'm
that's okay.
It's
we can always
more than less.
We can always amend it when we
right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can share this with you too. So we may want to. Thank you so much for sharing this with me. Sorry that took so long. But yeah, awesome. Thank you all for doing that this week. I appreciate it. And then Peerless, I know you were on Zoom, but I showed you the marketing for...
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
perfect. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. I'm going to follow up with Inkblot today just to see like when they're going to start posting it on socials and whatnot, and then what's the status of like our stickers and stuff like that. So I'll just send an update in the group meet probably early next week when I hear back from them since it's Friday. But yeah, so is there any other task updates or anything like that for the Culture Fest? Yes.
What should I tell people about location?
So it's still going to be on the KC1 from what I've heard. I did get an email from one of the ladies who works in the KC. Hold on, let me find it. So sorry. Okay. So it just says, "Hello, I was notified a few days ago that the KC grass will be blocked off until the end of the semester. I have kept your reservation as is, but please be sure to set your tables up on the sidewalk area around the lawn and not on the lawn itself. Please make sure your setup does not impact the flow of foot traffic."
So basically, I'm going to be working with Becca and Asia to re-diagram, like, the setup of the space to make sure that we're not on the grass. And since we don't have that many people tabling, I think that's totally fine. But, yeah, so we'll still be on the lot. Time and everything is still the same. Ideally, would have moved to Gateway Plaza, but with Inkblot already being done with the marketing, and that means they've already sent the stickers, like, in to be printed, I didn't want to have them moved because then the stickers would basically be useless. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just made the executive decision to kind of stay on the KC lawn. So that's what we're going to be going with. But, yeah, are there any other kind of updates or questions and stuff about tasks for the Culture Fest? Okay. Perfect. So with that, we can go ahead and move into the budget review. The one that I have on here, like I said, we can just amend it to what Peerless has on here, the one that you three kind of worked on. So I am seeking a motion to pass the for the Culture Fest budget. Perfect. Is there a second? Or is there... Yeah.
I move to amend, I motion to amend the Department of Diversity and Inclusion for the Culture Fest budget.
Okay, and then
I second it.
Perfect. So with that, we can go ahead and move into discussion, right? Okay, perfect. So basically the amendments are going to be, instead of the Super Swirl frozen yogurt, that's still 1,000, so it's 500 an hour, right? Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure on that. And then for the other food options, it's just going to be Chipotle. So it's going to be the 50 bowls, 50 burritos, chips and salsa, and guacamole spread as well. So that's only going to be $1,000, $1,050.73 instead of the $1,500 on here, which is perfect. And then that's perfect, actually. No, that's perfect. So... yeah, with that, is there any other discussion or anything? Okay, so with that, I am seeking a motion. What, do we move into
a vote?
Okay, so with that, we'll go ahead and move into a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Any opposed? Oh my god, any abstentions? Perfect. Awesome, so that's approved. With that, we can go ahead and move into agenda item 6, reports. I'll go ahead and start, and then we'll just go down the line again, since that'll be a little bit easier. So, hi everyone, I hope you're all doing well. Since we last met, I've been helping out at all of the Wellness Week events. Wolf Speaks had their poetry night at Laughing Planet on Tuesday night, which went super amazing. The manager told me it was their busiest poetry night yet, and that he typically gets to hear like all of the readings that they do, and he literally listened to none of them. We used $455.50 of the $500 budget and food alone, and I gave the rest to them in tip because they were so amazing, and like there were literally like four of them there and all of us. So it was great to see it packed and see a lot of students kind of come out and support them. So that was super fun. The Multicultural Center also held their student lunch on Tuesday, which also went really well. As a reminder for any of you who are available tomorrow, the UNR social powwow is from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the KC lawn. If any of you just want to go like check it out, there'll be food, performers, things like that. And then regarding the ASUN DEI strategic plan, my goal before the end of the session is to have it posted on the ASUN website under the documents section for full transparency and just to allow students to see the action steps that all of us have kind of created to help foster DEI both within the association as well as within the UNR student body. I also attended the drag show on Wednesday night, which was so fun. It was great to see such a huge turnout. There were literally people standing in the back of two ballrooms that were fully packed, so that was awesome. But that's it for me. As always, please feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or concerns, or anything. Perfect. Are there any questions? Awesome. Okay.
I'm just continuing to reach out to everyone and let them know, because I've gotten a lot of questions about if it's canceled because of the KC lawn situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm just re-emailing everyone saying that it'll be on the sidewalks around the area. And then I'm following up with people who followed up with me from my follow-up. So yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
I already shared most of it when we were talking about the budget for the Culture Fest. But besides that, since the last meeting that I've been to, I also finished up my part of the strategic plan, and then just worked with Peerless and Maya with the budget.
Thank you.
Yeah, similar to Leilani, I worked with her and Maya on the budget, food and just all that stuff for Food Culture Fest. Yeah.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you, everybody. With that, we can go ahead and move into agenda item 7, new business. So the first thing is the Department Members of the Year Awards. There we go. So I have a budget review for that on the back. This is basically just to buy like a little basket or gift cards or something for the people who won like our department awards that you all voted for a few meetings ago, right after spring break. So yeah, is there any questions or anything about that before we go ahead and move into passing it? Okay, perfect. So I am seeking a motion to pass the budget for the ASUN banquet.
And move to pass the budget for the ASUN banquet.
Perfect.
I second.
Awesome. So yeah, like I said, $20 each for baskets or a gift card or something. The banquet is on Monday, so this will probably be handed out at our meeting the following Friday. Although, whoever, I believe they are announcing all of the department awards, so in place of like the gift that all of like whichever one of you wins will receive, you guys will just get like a certificate on Monday night, and then. Perfect. Yeah, so is there any questions or anything?
Yes. Do we, like, all sit together as a department at the banquet?
Yeah, we definitely can. I'm like, I think we should. Okay. All of you are coming to the banquet, right? It's on Monday.
What time is it?
Let me pull it. I think it starts at 5, I want to say. Let me just double check on my calendar. Yes, 5 to 7 in the ballrooms.
Okay. And there's a dress code.
Yes, semi-formal is like the dress code, so honestly wear whatever you want to like feel cute and like dressy in for pictures and stuff like that. Okay. Perfect. So with that, we'll go ahead and move into a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Perfect. Okay. And then item number 2 underneath new business is the diversity and inclusion legacy box discussion. So I just wanted to use this time to see if there are any materials or any documents and things like that that all of you specifically like had that you wanted to pass along to the next department. This would basically just be me moving all these documents into the Nevada box that all of the department's directors have access to. Just to see like budgets and things that the department has done in the past, like debrief notes, stuff like that. So I have noted here like stuff for the Culture Fest that you guys have worked on, stuff from Diversity Week, maybe like Leilani drafts of statements that you've done, department legislation that we've had passed through Senate, stuff like that. Is there anything specifically that any of you want me to add? If you don't have anything right now, that's totally fine. Just all of you, please look through like all the things that you've worked on this past session and come to next meeting with anything that you might want me to add and leave for the next session.
Perfect.
Are there any other questions? Awesome. So with that, we'll go ahead and move into public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just have a couple of notes here. Reminder, again, the ASUN banquet is on Monday from 5 to 7 here on the fourth floor in the ballrooms. And then also regarding ASUN portfolios and applications, if any of you are interested for applying for a position, regardless if it's in diversity and inclusion or not, and you want me to look over your portfolio or applications, please ask me. I'm definitely open to it, and I can let you know, like, if you're missing anything, maybe recommendations on, like, things to add, things to change, stuff like that. So, yeah. Is there any other public comment? Perfect. So with that, we can go ahead and move into agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Department of Diversity and Inclusion at 2:15 p.m. on Friday, April 1st.